All right, Steve B, you're on.
Okay, so we're going to get onto something that's not quite as scary as spam and things like that, although people do find it scary, and that is filling out forms for CCB, and that really puts dread into a lot of people's hearts, and really it shouldn't. We've tried to make it as simple as possible, and a lot of this stuff is contained in the membership menu. So I'm going to go back over to the I'm using Chrome right now.
2017 conference and convention, April 6th.
And I was kind of dinking around when Steve was talking about past conventions, so I got to 2017 convention. So I'm going to go up to the top of the page here and look for the main menu link.
Same page, visited link, visited heading level 1 link, heading level 2 empowerment, 2 advocacy.
Slow my speech down here.
Slower. Link graphic, donate now. Navigation region, link main menu.
Okay, so main menu, I'm going to click
enter.
I'm going to press enter on
navigation
that.
Region.
And then I got all this cool stuff here. I'm going to go down.
List of 8 items. Visited link, home. Link about US, link president's page, visited link chapters and affiliates, visited link membership menu.
Okay, there's a membership menu. There's also
link student scholarships, visited link CCB important dates and calendar of events.
Phil's going to talk about, so let's go back up to
links, visited link membership menu.
To the membership menu. I'm going to press enter on that.
Enter.
And
list with
wait for that to load.
5 region member.
And then
list of 6 items, visited link volunteer hours reporting form.
Okay, remember, yeah, we were doing that for a while. We should start, maybe I'm talking to myself here, start doing that again.
Visited link, change of member contact information form.
Okay, change of member contact information form. So especially if you're a member at large or you want CCB to know your new phone number, new address, then that's the place to go.
Visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate officers information form.
Okay, if you're the person, your chapter responsible for getting that information to the office, that's what you need.
Visited link, CCB credentials form.
Credentials form for the convention, who's your delegate? Who's your alternate delegate, that sort of thing.
Visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate dues.
And if you're paying, now this is not for an individual paying their chapter dues, but it's for chapters paying their dues to CCB.
Link member at large dues.
And member at large dues, if you are a member at large.
List end.
So that's what's in the membership menu. So let's go back up the top. I'm actually going to go.
Visited link, change of member contact information form.
This is something that a lot of folks might want to do. I'll do the change of member contact information form. So I'll press
enter
on that.
Navigation.
And
4 regions, 5 headings and 10.
We'll get into that here.
Only complete this form if you've had a change of contact information such as name, address, email, phone, etc. Article, full name star. Blank, edit, required invalid entry.
Okay, so, and Chrome is going to say invalid entry because I haven't typed anything in there yet, so I'll go ahead and type in my first name.
S-T-E-V-E.
And I'll tab.
Name change edit.
Oops.
Email address edit. Name change edit.
Wait a minute, okay.
Full name star edit required, Steve.
Oh, I wasn't listening, it said my full name. Okay, so I'm going to put in
N
Steve
blank,
Bauer.
E, blank. Space, B. A U E R.
Okay, and then I'm going to switch over here to the tab.
Name change edit.
Okay, name change.
Email address edit.
So,
name change edit.
Okay, so if I'm going to change my name to John Smith, I'll put that in here.
J O H N space S M I T H. Email address.
And I'll put in my email address.
S T E V E period B A U E R at C C B N E T period O R. G, home phone edit.
Okay.
803-123-4567.
I like that.
Yeah.
Regina Marie has joined the meeting.
Well, you know, I could give up my real phone number, but then somebody might want to call me in the middle of the night. So, hey, you know, what can I say?
Work phone edit.
Okay. Work phone is
8880.
Oops.
0-222222222. Cell phone edit.
Okay, I don't need to fill all these out here, but
preferred reading format edit.
Okay, so preferred reading format. I like things in email, so
email chapter slash affiliate name or member at large edit.
Okay.
G R E A T E R space caps lock L A caps lock off. Officer title left paren if applicable right paren edit. B I G space S H O T. Indicate if you are a member of any of the following list serves colon California Council of the Blind discussion list left paren CCB dash all right paren presidents left paren CCB dash presidents right paren blind Californian left paren BC right paren membership left paren CCB dash membership right paren.
Okay, so I
list the name of any CCB
get the blind California here, so I'll write that in.
B L I D space C A L I F O N I A N List the name of any CCB committees that you serve on left paren, if applicable right paren, colon, edit.
Okay, and I'm on the
T-E-C-H-N-O-P-P-R-A-T-I-O-N-S space G-T-O-U-P. Submit button.
And I'm not going to submit this because I don't want to give Nicole a bunch of heartache to look through tomorrow morning. So I won't bother doing that. But that's all there is to it. I would say, you know, you're always better with most browsers tabbing through these things than you are through using the arrow keys. What Steve said is very true. You get sometimes more information when you're arrowing, and certainly at the top, you want to read all the information. But once you're into the areas with the places to fill out, using the tab key is probably your best bet.
Donate to California Council of the Blind. Escape.
I'm going
to
hit escape out of this.
Yeah, Amazon Smile link graphic, link graphic, Facebook, here. Change of same visited link graphic, California, vis heading level
okay,
2.
Okay, so I'm done with this form. I'm going to hit the alt left arrow key to get out of this.
Change of member contact information form, vertical bar, link graphic, donate now, navigation link, main menu, navigation, navigation, head, list of 6 items, visited link, volunteer hours reporting form, visited link, change of member contact information, visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate officers information form.
Okay, there's the officers information form.
Visited link, CCB credentials form.
Credentials form.
Visited link, 2022 chapter and affiliate dues.
Okay.
Link member at large dues.
Let's say I want to pay my member at large dues. I'll go into that here. If I'm a member at large, again, this is not for paying your chapter dues, but if I was a chapter or, you know, paying my chapter's dues.
Skip to main content, same visited link, graphic, California Council. Heading level 1, member at large dues, member's name, colon, star. Article. Phone number, colon, blank, edit.
Okay, and?
S-T-E-V, space, B-A-U-E-R. Phone number, colon, star, edit. 310-333-3333. Rail radio button not checked.
Okay, now we got some radio buttons. So how do I want to get my information from CCB?
Audio radio button checked. Large print radio button checked. Email radio button checked. Rail radio button checked.
Okay.
1 of 7.
I like email, so...
Email radio button checked.
I'm arrowing up and down, arrowing through these choices. That's something I should have mentioned once I get in the field. So now that I've picked my choice, I'll hit the tab key again.
Legally blind radio button not checked. 5 of 7. Fully sighted radio button checked. Visually impaired radio button checked. Legally blind radio. Visually impaired radio button checked.
Okay, we'll go with visually impaired.
Address line 1 colon star edit.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 space. S. M-I-T-H, space, S-S-S-S-T-R-E-E-T. Address line 2, colon, edit. City, colon, star, edit.
Again, I won't fill all these out here, but...
State, colon, star, zip code, colon, star, edit. Email address, colon, edit. Add to cart button.
And now, here's the thing. I'm going to add to cart. Actually, let me put an email address in here.
Email address, colon, edit. S-T-E-V-E, period, B-A-U-E-R. At C-C-B-N-E-T, period, O-R-G. Add to cart button. Enter. Member at large dues. $20.00 vertical bar. California Council of the Blind. Add to cart button. 3-1 at 12345 Smith Street. Edit. Address line 2.
And
colon,
it's getting
edit.
All the information back here that I gave the system just to make sure that's in case I messed anything up.
City colon star edit. State colon star edit. Zip code colon star edit. Email address colon edit. steve.bauer@net.org. Add to cart button. Navigation region. Lint. 2020
okay.
Chapter and affiliate.
Now, I'm not going to hit add to cart because then if I hit add to cart the second time, it's going to take me to a place where I can either pay with PayPal or put a credit card in or something like that. And I don't want to go through that because, again, I don't want to create havoc for Nicole tomorrow morning. But that's pretty much the way the things work. They're all real simple. I mean, you don't have to worry about accessibility because this is CCB after all. So that's what's going on. So membership menu is great, and I encourage you guys to take advantage and use it, and especially folks trying to get information to the office. It's great having it on this form. It's all one place for Nicole, and things work very well. So we can take any questions now. If not, we'll turn it back over to Vita.
Thank you.
And we have a hand raised.
Henry? Okay, yeah.
It's Frank Welty.
Yeah, go ahead, Frank.
Are there any items on your roadmap that you're looking to work on the CCB website that you would be willing to talk about at this time?
Yes, so we are... looking at actually updating our website, kind of doing a facelift, as they always call it. The committee has met, and we, you know, we are on target to do that. And if anyone has ideas about what they'd like to see on the site that's not there, again, write to webmaster@ccbnet.org. And if there are forms that we're missing, that would be great for us to know as well. I think the reason we didn't put the fundraising form up there, am I correct? Is that because it had, the information was too personal? It was a lot of money information. Is that right? I don't remember, Phil, do you?
Which form are you
referring to? The fundraising form.
You mean the chapter submit every year for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think there was a reason why I think we chose, yeah, but anyway.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I do have a comment when you're done. Regarding.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
You know, I know Gabe and Farah are both here. So if that's a form you'd like to see up there as well, just let us know. Sorry, Phil, go ahead.
Okay. Another thing I want to point out, and this was actually brought to my attention just during the chatter before a meeting that I happened to overhear. Somebody was commenting on how our website is not secure. And Steve showing this membership reminded me of that, this membership form. We actually do have a secure instance of our website. The forms that Steve showed you today don't actually get saved on the website. They're actually, when you fill it out, it's actually submitted most cases to the CCB office. In some cases, some of them actually go to the webmaster mailbox, you know, so that the TOG can take action on them. However, if Steve had clicked that add to cart button and would have been gone to the area where he would have had, you know, would have chosen how he's going to pay, that actually gets routed to the secure portal of our environment. So I just want people to realize that we do, that security was taken into consideration when this site was built, and it will be with the new site as well.
Yeah. Any questions?
This is Sarah with a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. This has been great, by the way. It's, you know, I'm a nerd. I like to hear this kind of stuff, for real. So is it possible, you're talking about the forms that we submit, is it, there a way that we could make it to where when we submit a form that whoever's submitting it gets an email back, we have got your form? Just as that reassurance, do we know if there's a way that that could happen, that that could be done?
Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, yes, I do believe it can be done. However, with the plan to revamp our site, I think we need to go forward and make that part of the new, that's something we definitely need to add to our list of things that we want done on the new site. I don't think that we really, the time it would take to revamp the forms to do that now, I don't think is worth our effort.
But it is a possibility, and that's the cool part. No, I think that's great. That's a great add to the build. Thank you.
Yeah.
And just to let folks, If you get as far as, and I didn't, to actually doing a transaction with PayPal, the person will get a message back from PayPal, you know, with all the particulars of the transaction. So,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, good for point. That one. It will. But I was talking about like our credentials form and
yeah, no,
like
exactly,
that.
No, and yeah,
because mm-hmm. I know I had a freak out moment Monday night before you know I'm going to surgery. I'm texting Gabe like, hey, you know, are you going to make sure Nicole like sends us something that she had got it, because it's been so long time ago, right? And I forgot to make sure. I'm like, ah. You know, because you just think like, wait, where did it go? Because it's mm-hmm. so convenient to have that. I mean, because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, you can just go on there and boom, 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 you're done. You know, yeah. But yeah, just that extra piece, that would be super awesome.
Yeah, I think we did that when we had registration on our site for the convention 1 year, right? I seem to remember. Anyway, yeah, it is possible. And so... yeah, we'll definitely put it into the notes for the site.